Last person on the sign-up sheet is Ann Larson. Is Ann still here? And says she's an adjacent property owner. And well, and I will say that if anybody is in the audience who has not had a chance to speak, did not sign up, the opportunity will be afforded again with the same constraints that we'd like to move along. Thanks.
Okay, my name is Ann Larson, and I am the property owner. Tim Black and Black Roofing rent from me. And I'm not prepared to speak because I literally uncovered this car this afternoon, this morning at 10. I've been working very diligently trying to fight the transportation department from putting 40,000 people in my backyard. So in my unpreparedness, I would like to ask Mr. Palmer how long he's owned this building. Okay.
When we're speaking, because we're on the record, you'll need to speak to the microphone. I'm going to let that pass this time, but please.
Okay,
let's keep the comments directed for public purposes.
Okay, he's owned it for about 3 years. My only issue that I have with this is that in the past, and it was definitely prior to 3 years ago, that we had parking issues. The previous owner had events there where people just flooded our parking. We were unable to get trucks in and out and estimators in and out. But that said, it sounds like most of this activity is going to happen after hours when it will not affect our parking. This looks like an incredibly wonderful group of people. And Black Roofing is surrounded by a recycling plant, a railroad that delivers to the public service department. There's Buddhist monks running around at Naropa and the film department running around out there. We have a tofu building place down the street, small farms, a ballpark, car dealerships. I don't understand why a dance hall can't be part of multi-use. If you stay out of our parking lot.